Okay, I'm looking to the back of the room to make sure our technology is set and we are ready to go. Okay, first of all, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, which is June 25th, 2014. First of all, I'd like to confirm that we do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. Second of all, under the Chair's report, I have several items. I'd like to report that the Executive Committee met today for the purposes of reviewing the Executive Director and the General Counsel's annual performance, and we reviewed that, and in open session we approved the two contracts, renewal four-year contracts for the Executive Director and the General Counsel, and those will be available when they are typed up for your information. Second of all, I'd like to now turn to the MTC ABAG funding agreements. First of all, the revised funding agreement framework for MTC ABAG, which is the Joint Planning Activities, Research, and Administrative Facilities. And I'd like to turn to Alex Bockelman.
Thank you, Chair Wirth. The item before you requests approval of a minor revision to the multi-year funding framework with ABAG for planning and research and for costs associated with ABAG's relocation to 375 Beale Street. The proposed fine-tuning reflects agreed-to efficiencies between the two agencies associated with the creation of a consolidated analytical services unit and the shifting of work associated with one senior land use planner from ABAG to MTC. As such, the multi-year agreement is proposed to be adjusted starting in fiscal year 2014-15 to reflect an approximate $125,000 reduction in cost for ABAG. All other provisions of the February 2013 agreement remain unchanged. Staff recommends the Commission approve this change as the basis for the fiscal year 2014-15 funding agreement.
Thank you very much. First of all, are there any Commissioner questions? Yes. Commissioner Luce.
Yes, I just like to speak to this. I know this has been worked out and agreed to, and I think I do have some concerns organizationally for ABAG. We're taking a higher level planner and moving him to MTC, him or her to MTC, and with that leaves a number of planning tasks that now we'll need to hire a lower level planner at ABAG to take over. So it's not really a cost savings. It hopefully is an organizational efficiency. But I'm also concerned about ABAG as planning strength, because that is what ABAG does, the land use planning. And from an organizational perspective, I think we need to look at who's in that organization and how they work together to continue to strengthen the planning aspects of ABAG. So the big issue to me is that I think from an analytical perspective, it might make sense, but from an organizational perspective, I'm not sure it's the best thing for ABAG, and it would be good if we had an opportunity to sort of review the organizational interfaces as an elected body to talk about what we really want and desire for both organizations and make sure that we're putting the right people in the right place from an organizational perspective so that planners can support planners and bring up the benefits of one planner learning from another. And so in any case, there's obviously reasons for doing this, but I'm concerned about the organizational aspects of it and whether this is really the right thing in the big picture. Not on this one, but in the future, I'd like to have those kinds of discussions.
Thank you. Any further comments? The motion is moved by Commissioner Wiener. And seconded by Commissioner Kinsey to approve the revised funding agreement framework for MTC and ABAG Joint Planning Activities Research Administrative Facilities, taking note of the comments of Commissioner Luce in terms of moving forward. Okay. Thank you. I have no public comment. No speaker cards. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Okay. Our next item, we have item B. which is the funding agreement between the Association of Bay Area Governments for fiscal year 2014-15 for planning, research, and administrative facility services. Again, if I may turn to our deputy director for that item.
Thank you. I will be very short given the time. This second item really just requests approval for the executive director to enter into an agreement for this coming fiscal year consistent with the multi-year funding framework that you just approved. And there is more information on the scope of work that has been agreed to by the two agencies in Attachment A. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. First of all, are there any questions from Commissioner? Yes, Commissioner Hegarty.
I mean, I know that Alex just said that it's been agreed to, but I just want to make sure that, Steve, you had a meeting with Ezra, you went over this with him, and he's in agreement, or did he say he's in agreement on this but would like to have discussions, more discussions in the future?
I think my discussions with Ezra were more in the nature of the former, but I'm clearly hearing from Commissioner Luce that there's an interest in talking about the latter, and we're certainly open to doing so.
Okay, thank you. I know that ABAG does want to have some discussions, both at the administrative level and the policy level, so I would look forward to those meetings. And did you get a motion on this?
Yes, I did, by Commissioner Weiner and seconded by Commissioner Kinsey. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Our next item is a report by the number three by the Policy Advisory Council. Look forward to welcoming Kathleen Baker to the podium. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. And just as a reminder, we did not provide an update in June because our meeting was largely in May was a brainstorming session around public engagement, which we concluded at our June 11th meeting. That was the primary goal of our agenda to that day, as well as a conversation around the transit capital program, the TCP, that will be before you today. It's, I think, Resolution 4140. So I wanted to touch on some of the discussion around that first and thank Randy Kinman for chairing that in my absence and thank Alex and staff for really providing some rich answers around some tough questions. We really had some concerns around the ADA distribution and understanding that it is producing some better outcomes from the operator's perspective, but just keeping in mind that there's always going to be that tension as we go forward and provide service to some of the harder to provide ADA paratransit services that it, while we're meeting a critical need, it may not always meet the perfect efficiency standards that we're trying to put in place. So we just wanted to respect the tension between making the dollars go further but really serving a high need population. The other really strong component that the council wanted to voice was the need for effective performance measurement going forward, really looking at the agencies that are doing well with maintaining their fleets. And as fleets kind of get on similar cycles in terms of the age of their fleet, really ensuring that those who are doing a better job of maintenance are getting some kind of nod for that. I think we heard that from a few different council members. And then really moving back in our conversation to the public engagement piece, I think there were really some good learnings that came out of our brainstorming session in May around the role of the council and the role of the commission, really putting a local kind of context to the next update of Plan Bay Area, really identifying how many of the local projects that are each of your constituents are familiar with in your cities and counties are implementing Plan Bay Area and are supported by Plan Bay Area. So really that was the gist of that. We really want to put that strong labeling on it moving forward and to really bring that message to where people are assembling already, catching people at BART on their commute with very short surveys, catching people at Sunday streets type events and bike parties and some of the different gatherings that are going on. So taking a much more diverse approach. And so we're really looking forward to seeing some of that captured in the public participation plan that's under development. So in the interest of time, I'll wrap up and thank you.
Thank you very much for that report. Again, thank you to the Advisory Council for your service and advice and counsel. Are there any questions? Okay, great. Thank you very much. Our next item is the Executive Director's Report.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, good morning. In view of your late start, I'll just hit four items in the report. The first one on the first page, the House proposal on highway funding. which I characterized as a symbol of how far we've come from user fee-financed transportation, because the House Republican leadership, at least, is proposing that the way to bail out the Highway Trust Fund in the near term, which is facing insolvency in August, is to fill the hole with savings from eliminating Saturday mail service. Exactly. I'm not in the habit of quoting the Heritage Foundation, but even they didn't like the idea. And likened it to bailing one trust fund with another one. The Senate, by the way, has also indicated, the Senate Finance Committee, that they are going to actually mark up a strategy for bailing out the trust fund through the end of the year on Thursday, tomorrow of this week. Their proposal includes a number of other unrelated to transportation things, including a pension reform idea that, after reading a 10-page summary, I still didn't understand. But it also includes a tax increase on truck use, which is very unusual for this Congress, and that apparently has caused most of the Republican members of the Senate Finance Committee not to like the idea. So whether they can pull something off or not, I don't know. One thing that we are aware of is that the two houses have a different interest in how far to extend the short-term bailout. The Senate, I think, as I've indicated, would like to extend it through the end of the year so that the lame duck session, which comes after the election, might be a place where they could do the long-term bill. The House would prefer to extend it past that period of time on the hope that they might capture the Senate, in which case they can write an entirely new bill from the bill that's been written by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. So it's basically going to be a partisan question about which House can agree to which strategy, depending upon which party's in charge of the Senate. So we'll keep you posted on that. Secondly, another federal action on the first page is that the Federal Transit Administration has issued guidance on the statutory requirement that was included for the first time in MAP 21 that large MPOs like us include, quote, representation by public transportation providers. And unfortunately, I have to say, what FTA did with those five words is interpret them in about the most restrictive way you could. So that even though this board that I'm looking at right now has board members that represent 13 different public transit providers, you would not comply with their guidance because not a one of you were explicitly appointed by a public transit provider. You were, as you all know, appointed generally by local elected officials in councils of mayors and boards of supervisors. There is also a provision in the law that we believe would grandfather MTC in particular from the requirement in MAP 21, and the FTA guidance figured out a way to interpret that so it wouldn't work either. So I'm going to keep you posted on this, and obviously I'll need to do quite a bit of consultation with you about it because, as you know, any change to our board structure involves an act of the legislature. It's not something you can decide to do yourselves. Thirdly, on the second page, cap and trade, which at least the first act of the drama is now complete, and I think you've read quite a bit about it already, so I won't go into a lot of detail. I will say, just in general, I think it represents a mixed bag. I think the big victory is that 60% of the money will be devoted to transportation and housing purposes that I think you are generally supportive of. And in fact, all of that money is continuously appropriated. So absent a change in law, we don't have to battle out in the budget every year to get that money. I think the mixed part of the bag is that most of those fund sources will be allocated by state agencies. And I know, as you know, we had put on a push to try to have more of that funding placed in the hands of those who had adopted the sustainable community strategies in particular, so that we could carry out those plans. I don't think it's a showstopper because we have been quite successful in competing for funds in both Sacramento and Washington. So if it has to be competitive it will be. But I think we still have some room to negotiate and some room to advocate for a greater devolution or subvention of those funds to the regional level. And finally, as you can see from this piece of hardware in front of me, we won an Emmy, of all things. And by we, I don't mean me or anybody over here. I mean Mark Jones and David Cooper, who I would like to ask them to stand. And these gentlemen... These gentlemen have been working throughout the past year, really the year leading up to opening the new East Span, although they're still doing work on the demolition of the old one, as I recall now, on a series of video presentations about that work. And they captured the imagination not only of a lot of people viewing them, but of the Northern California, I'm going to look at this to get it right, the Northern California chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. So I think it's David's first Emmy, and Mark's won a slew of them already, but it's well-deserved recognition, and I'd like to congratulate them for it.
Yeah, Dan.
And that'll do it for me, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Executive Director. If I, too, made... add my congratulations to our distinguished Emmy winners. It's the first time I've ever known an Emmy winner in person. You bring great pride to us, and one of the challenges of transportation projects through their construction is to bring them to the public, and you've done a magnificent job to do that. And so thank you very much. It's a well-deserved honor, and we were thrilled to when we started seeing the blogs from that evening of awards. So congratulations again, and thank you for your incredible service to the public and for bringing all that wonderful news out in public. So I just want to know if there are any other questions or comments to the Executive Director, his report? Okay, well, great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. Moving on, are there any commissioner comments? All right.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, yes, of course. Commissioner Kinsey.
Two items I want to bring to the Commission's and the public's attention. One is to thank our Chair, Chair Wirth, and Steve Heminger for working closely with the Golden Gate Bridge District. And that issue is going to be back in front of us as it relates to a suicide barrier for the Golden Gate Bridge. But actions are being taken by the bridge this week that should end a 20-plus year agonizing public policy discussion over how to really face up to the unique circumstances on that bridge. And this week, the Golden Gate Bridge District should set the tone for that conversation by changing their policy and stepping up by using toll funds from their bridge to fund a significant portion of the work. I also think one of our former MTC commissioners, Tom Amiano, should be congratulated for working within the state legislature to achieve a contribution from the state as well. And then secondly, I wanted to point out that in our continuing quest to expand active transportation and support the Bay Trail, Chair Wirth and I will be going to Sacramento next week to meet with the highest level officials in Secretary of Transportation, as well as the Director of Caltrans, along with our staff from MTC, to really make the case for the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge public access. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Commissioner Kinsey. Any other comment? Yes, Commissioner McKenzie.
That just reminded me that I believe it's Thursday afternoon at Hamilton, the former Hamilton Air Force Base, that there's a Bay Trail commemorative event commemorating the 25th anniversary of the Bay Trail getting underway, and I'm looking forward to attending that.
Thank you very much, Commissioner McKenzie. If there's no further comments, we'll move now on to the consent calendar. Are there any, before we vote on that, or are there any items that any members of the public or commissioner would like to remove from that? Okay. With that, then, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Next, we'll move on to committee reports. First of all, we'll begin with the report of the Administration Committee, and I'd like to turn to Chair Commissioner Tissier.
Thank you, Chair Wirth. The Administration Committee met on June 11, 2014, and referred to the Commission for its approval MTC Resolution Number 4151, which approves the MTC Fiscal Year 2014-15 Agency Budget. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4151.
Moved by Commissioner Tussier, seconded by Commissioner Pazinski. First of all, are there any commissioner questions? Yes, Commissioner Kwan.
Thank you. I was looking at the budget. It's hard to tell. Since we're expanding the bike share program, I'm wondering whether or not we've added any additional staffing to that.
The shorter answer is we have. It's an additional responsibility for us, so we're staffing up for it.
So how many staff people will there be?
One.
One person, and is that going to be enough?
Well, that's one plus quite a few people on staff now who have expertise in the area, so I think it'll be sufficient.
So there will be one additional person to work on the East Bay expansion or the program overall?
The program overall, but their principal duties will be about the East Bay expansion.
Would there be additional money for some consultants? I'm sort of concerned because I know when Commissioner Bates and I were meeting with the East Bay Coalition, we're all saying that it's good to have the money, but you're going to have planning staff to actually make it happen. And so I'm not sure if one person's enough for the corridor. So could we have a discussion on that? I am concerned that one person may not be enough.
Commissioner Kwan, I think in addition to that, we've got some money in the budget for technical assistance to the various East Bay jurisdictions that are participating. I think, Alex, it's $300,000, $400,000. So we're staffing up here, plus making available consultant assistance. So, look, if it's insufficient as we go, we'll come back to you and talk about some more. We want to make it a success.
Well, I was just hoping we'd get a quick start, so maybe you could meet with some of our planning staffs and we can plan out the schedule
sure.
a little bit more, make me feel easier
happy
anyhow.
To.
Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Bates?
Thank you very much. I just wanted to add that I think it's important, and I appreciate that one person and staff can probably move the ball a long way, so I think that's an important first step. I'm just wondering, the local support, do you anticipate that this will be local consultants that will be hired to assist the local governments in making these plans, or do you see the money going at this point to the local jurisdiction and them making those decisions?
Well, Commissioner Bates, I think we definitely plan to come back to the commission in the fall with sort of a more full report on the bike share program. I think some of the technical assistance will be to support the local agencies, and I think your point about whether there will also be some money directly to the agencies, that's the part that we are still sort of developing, and we need to come back to you with that. So stay tuned.
I'm very appreciative of what's happened, and we want to keep it moving, so thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Liccardo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Steve, just a question about the retirement of the spans debt. It looks as though from the second page of the report, as we look at that table, that we were relying on grant funding of around $300 million. And I assume that was all going to pay off the debt. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so we can't expect any more of those grant dollars either?
No. This was the last big funding deal for the Toll Bridge Seismic Program, and the state owed us a certain amount of money. We securitized what they owed us, and this was the last payment.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
I wish we could.
Yes.
It was nice while it lasted.
Glad we don't have the debt. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. I have no public comment on this item. Therefore, with no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on now to item 8, which is a report of the Programming and Allocations Committee. I'd like to turn to Commissioner Glover, Committee Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Program and Allocation Committee met on June 11th. And two items are before you today for action. First being MTC Resolution 4140. It approves the policy and process for programming the fiscal year 2014-15 and 2015-16 FTA formula funds for transit capital rehab funding, including the Cycle 2 STP and CMAQ programs. I move approval of resolution number 4140.
Thank you. Moved by Commissioner Glover and that seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Commissioner questions or comments? Yes, Commissioner Kwan.
Thank you. Last meeting I had asked for like a list of all the Oakland projects, and I'm not sure if this is the right place, but this is where a lot of our federal funding comes. We've gotten a lot of money for the 880 corridor because of all the booming developments along it, but when I was looking at it, the one that's closest to this building, the Broadway and Jackson off-ramp, where, you know, that will be probably the closest one to the new Brooklyn Basin project. We're expecting to build 3,000 homes over the next 5 years. I'm wondering whether or not there's a way to get that that off-ramp into the federal funding lineup.
Commissioner Kwan, I'd be glad to talk with you more about that. This item is specific to transit funding,
okay.
So it would have to be sort of a separate funding program, but I'd certainly be happy to talk with you more about the project and the needs.
Yeah, there were 3,000 households, so there will be some transit issues. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I have no public speaker cards on this item. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Next item before you is MTC resolution number 4143, 4144, 4145, and 4146. It approves the allocation of approximately $209 million in fiscal year 2014-15 Transportation Development Act funds, State Transit Assistance funds, Assembly Bill 1107 funds, and Regional Measure 2 funds to AC Transit, County Connection, Livermore Amador Valley Transit Authority, Napa County Transportation and Planning Authority, Tri-Delta Transit, Petaluma, Westcat, Water Emergency Transportation Authority, and MTC to support transit operations in the capital projects. I would move approval of MTC resolutions 4143, 4144, 4145, and 4146.
Okay. May I please have a second for that?
Second.
Made a motion by Commissioner Glover and seconded by Commissioner Pazinski. Are there any commissioner questions regarding that item? I have no speaker cards. Therefore, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. I'd now like to turn to the report of the Legislation Committee and turn to Committee Chair Commissioner Hagerty.
Or Vice Chair Sam
or
Liccardo.
Vice Chair,
sure.
Commissioner Hagerty's back. So
Hagerty having left.
Vice Chair of the Committee, Commissioner Liccardo.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm no Scott Hagerty, but I'll do my best. The Legislation Committee met on June 13th and referred the following two items to the Commission. AB 1646 would raise fines for driving while operating a cell phone or while sending or reading text messages to $50 for a first offense and $100 for a second offense. I move approval to adopt a support position on AB 1646.
Moved by Commissioner Liccardo, seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Is there any discussion? I have no public comment. Therefore, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. And secondly, AB 2565 would make it easier for residential or commercial tenants to own or lease an electric vehicle. I move approval to adopt a support position on AB 2565.
That motion is made by Commissioner Liccardo, seconded by Commissioner McKenzie. I have no public speaker cards. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. I'd now like to turn to public comment. We'll have that preceding our closed session. And I have two speaker cards. First of all, I have speaker card by Andre Carpol.
I would like to comment on the electric car, the service station. There exists the technology for those who cannot provide or don't want to provide that a power plant by natural gas, which is basically non-polluting and very quiet. And the second is the multi-junction space solar cell. They're much smaller, and within 15 degrees, they are full efficiency. So the panel can be very small, and the output great. And so the charging system would be efficient enough for most electrical vehicles, depending the battery pack. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your comments. Now, I'd like to note that we will adjourn to a closed session. First of all, first item is a conference with labor negotiators. Commission will meet in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6 regarding ongoing negotiations of a new memorandum of understanding with represented agency employee groups effective July 1st, 2014. Agency designated representatives are Steve Hemminger and Andy Vermeer. The employee organizations are represented by a committee for staff representation confidential, and management staff. That's the first item. The second is the conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation. Commission will meet in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A and Paragraph 1 of Subdivision D of the Government Code Section 54956.9. to confer with counsel regarding the following litigation: Bay Area Citizens versus Association of Bay Area Government and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13690631, Communities for a Better Environment and the Sierra Club versus the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and Association of Bay Area Governments et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13692189, The Post Sustainability Institute, Rose Quar, Michael Shaw versus the Association of Bay Area Governments, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13699215, Urban Habitat Program versus the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG14715534. And the third item is a conference with legal counsel. Anticipated litigation. Commission will meet in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A and Paragraph 2 of Subdivision D of the Government Code Section 54956.9 to confer with counsel based on existing facts and circumstances regarding significant exposure to litigation against the agency, one potential case. So I'd like everybody to bring take with you when you your possessions when you clear the room, and we will convene in closed session. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to reconvene, bring the commission meeting back into open session, and first begin of a report out on our closed session. I'd like to turn to our general counsel for a report on the closed session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The commission met in closed session as described in the agenda under subparts A, B, and C. Under A and B, let's take A first. Under A, the commission approved a motion by Sparing with a second by Glover to approve the MOUs, which will be an actual action taken after I report this, and also to refer to the administration committee discussion of the development of future MOUs. And Commissioner Liccardo voted in opposition of this motion. For the items under B, conference with legal counsel existing litigation, and C, conference with legal counsel anticipated litigation, there was no reportable action.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So with that, I would like, may I please have a motion to approve resolutions number 4153 and 4155.
Second.
Made by Commissioner Wiener and seconded by Commissioner Spearing. Is there any public comment? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Opposed? Okay. All opposed? Okay, right. So that passes with one opposition from Commissioner Liccardo. All right. Then with that, we will adjourn to our next meeting. And sadly, I'd like to adjourn this meeting in memory of Caroline Alain Rodman. I know many of you knew her. She was in charge of legislative and governmental affairs for T.Y. Lynn and was very involved in scholarship activities, bringing young people into the transportation field, a leader in the women in transportation, and very respected and highly regarded around the Bay Area for her work and in advocating on behalf of transportation and the many programs and projects that are important to not only the Bay Area but California, and she will be deeply missed. And so then with that, we will adjourn the meeting, and we will now, we have our remaining two meetings.